Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC, News Talk 1080. The following program has been pre-recorded.
Listen, we're live here at A-List Bagels and Coffee, and darting across Connecticut, that laugh is Larry Smoltroff?
Smoltroff.
That's a hard one.
It is.
And what's the success rate on first efforts?
About 50%.
50%. So
you're doing okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was a fail. From Flanders Nature Reserve. I mean, first of all, you're on the board?
I'm on the board, yeah.
Yeah. So my wife grew up here, and you know, I was going over, and my mother and father-in-law lived here for decades. Mm-hmm. And so I was going over with them, like, who do I need to talk to? And then they went through the whole list of things, from the antiques to Woodbury pewter to, and then my wife's like, you absolutely have to talk to Flanders. And I was like, okay. And I hadn't thought about it, but like, why would she say that?
Because Flanders is an amazing place, and it's a destination of choice for people throughout the region. It's the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. Has a rich history that dates back to the early 1900s when its founder, Natalie Van Vleck, moved up from New York and set up shop to paint and then become a farmer and eventually a conservationist. In the 1960s, as she was in her senior years, she hooked up with the Junior League from Waterbury, and they created the first Nature Center, which began running summer camp programs for kids, and it's just flourished ever since. Back in the 80s, it became a land trust, preserves over 2,400 acres of land.
Wow.
But
that would be expensive and valuable. I mean,
absolutely.
It's incredible.
You know, lots of beautiful hiking trails, all kinds of flora and fauna that are unique to the region, and programs, amazing programs for kids and for adults. A summer camp program that is just phenomenal. Contracts with the school system, Waterbury school system. Every second grader, the entire second grade of Waterbury, participates at Flanders in field trips. Huh. Virtual and live field trips. It's amazing.
I want to go back to the Van Flex. So they were a wealthy family that kind of moved up here and just started buying up land, right? They just bought up a ton of land?
Actually, my understanding is it was Macy's money. And Natalie Van Vleck, as a young girl, you know, was studying art, and she talked her parents into moving out of the city. She wanted to get away and get back to nature, which was her love. And they bought her this property up in Woodbury, which is where it all started. The original Van Vleck house and her painting studio is still there as a historic site.
But then it became the whole concept of preserving the land. They were pretty much on the front end of that concept, right? I mean, they were early
she
days
was,
for it.
She was an early environmentalist and an environmental educator. She loved her farms, and she wanted to preserve all that land for future use.
So, I mean, how does it work in terms of, because it's sprawling. I mean, there's so much to it.
715 acres up right by Lake Quassipog, the Whittemore Sanctuary, just for example. And then other parcels of land. The Van Vleck campus itself, where Flanders Nature Center and the large historic buildings and the administration sites are, that's 220 acres right here off of Flanders Road.
And they do stuff like, I mean, I'm just looking at the calendar, like there'll be like wreath-making workshops and stuff like that. I mean, it's like, and the people who come to those things, are they from everywhere, from Woodbury proper, or...
From all over. It's a remarkable. It's a regional resource. They have 5K trail runs. They have haunted hikes. They have workshops and seminars all throughout the year, summer camps and science academies, research. We have relationships with universities, Yale, WestCon, Central, Southern, a new one with Wesleyan. Research is done on our properties with graduate students.
Is it similar like White Memorial? Is it how different? I remember walking there and they have the animal. What's the difference between the two, in terms of comparing the two?
Well, White Memorial is much larger to begin with, and they have a building that they call their Nature Center and has all kinds of artifacts and a museum, if you will. Flanders is a little bit more ubiquitous. You have to get out onto the trails to see everything.
Can you show up there and just, park?
Oh, it's open all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Free to the public. There's maps. And people are very willing to help you out and point you in the right
Flanders,
direction.
Flanders Nature Center in your GPS and it'll take you?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Take you right there.
How did you get involved?
Well,
Education's kind of in your background, right?
Education is my background, higher education in particular, and I was working with not-for-profits. I was recruited by a local person to join the board. They found out about my sweet spots, my skill set, and when I joined the board, I agreed to set up a grants committee, which I chair the grants committee, and then over the years, I've gotten involved with all the other aspects of the program, strategic planning, helping with buildings and land accreditation. Lots of different things that I do there. But, it's an amazing organization. It has over 350 volunteers.
Wow.
In addition to a 18-person board and a staff of, I think, 7 or 8 right now. So it's an amazing place with amazing people. We were talking earlier about dedication and conservation and community service. I mean, when you go to Flanders, you feel all of that love for the land and for the people that participate in all the programs.
We were talking off mic. I think it was with you and with Barbara Perkins in the first selection is about the concept of volunteerism and how, it's a real challenge to get the younger generation to do it.
Yep.
Is it the type of thing where the volunteers, is it skewing the older demographic? Is it challenging to get younger people involved, or are you succeeding there?
We're succeeding. We have scout troops. We have schools that bring their kids down to do trail maintenance and to help out with all different kinds of projects throughout the year. So, yeah, it's a range from the young kids, elementary school kids, through high school, through college, and right on through to the adult population.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I referenced the wreath making. If someone's listening right now, because the truth is, it's a really nice drive to come out here, and if you could come here and get a cup of coffee, and then you could go to Flanders, and there's a couple of great places to get lunch right here.
Yep, 5 minutes away.
And so if someone's listening and maybe there's some good weather and they want to do a day trip, I talked about the wreath making. What other things between now and the end of the year could people do besides go on a nice walk?
Well, right now we have our artisan market place open up. The Van Vleck House has been converted. There's about 50 different vendors that bring their homemade crafts and things that they want to sell for the holidays, and that marketplace is open, and that's a destination of choice for people to come.
That's cool.
Hundreds of people come throughout the year from all over to go and do their Christmas shopping there.
Now, do you live in Woodbury? Or no?
I do. Okay. I live in Woodbury.
And you came from Jersey way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
What kept you here?
I fell in love with the state.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, Connecticut is just a gorgeous state geographically. And, growing up in New Jersey, one town after another, I really enjoyed camping as a kid, as a scout. And when I got up here, I enjoyed the open space. So I went to UConn for my master's and for my doctorate. But when the push came to shove, I said, I'd like to work here too. So I started working at what was then Mattituck Community College and now Naugatuck Valley and with the other colleges and universities in the state.
How long have you been here?
I've been here since 1976.
Thank you. And the changes in the community, it's
dramatic. Dramatic.
It must be amazing to watch the...
Dramatic. I mean, I was here when all the big manufacturers were in Waterbury, and I watched them exit, and I watched the transitions. But, here in the Southbury, Woodbury, in this region, it's been pretty same. Things have changed, but things have stayed the same also.
Yeah,
and when you look at Flanders in particular, there's an anchor there for a culture and a history that is rich that people really love. Yeah, I mean, at Flanders, there's a farm. There's a working farm. People bring their kids just to look at the animals and to participate in the farm programs.
Well, 2,400 acres. You go to FlandersNatureCenter.org, and you can see everything that there is to see. And like I said, the wreath making stuff. I love like homemade stuff, and they're doing it all this month and next month. So if people want to get involved in that, listen.
For sure,
Larry. It's great to meet you.
Hey, pleasure.
And I know you. As I said to Barbara, it's not like you're getting paid a ton to do this stuff, and so like the fact that you put your time in to the place like this is super important. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.